Hello students, we are going to begin our discussion on chapter number 1. We are going to discuss important essentials of an introduction to human resource information systems. Now this particular chapter is going to include the definition and scope of the human resource information systems. We are also going to take a look at what is the basic need for HRIS to exist. The third important element of discussion is going to be the understanding of the evolution of the human resource information systems. We are also going to take a look at the important considerations for creating robust human resource information systems. Well, let's proceed to the next slide, which is an introduction to this particular chapter. Well, in this section, we are going to cover the introduction part of the very first chapter of the human resource information systems. Now, as we know, human resource information systems, commonly known as HRIS, is a computerized system used to acquire, store, analyze, and distribute information. Human resource information systems is a system that lets you keep track of all your employees and information about them. Thus, it is a system with regards to an organization's human services and is instrumental in providing services in the form of information to the clients or users of the system. Thus, it keeps, as I said, the track of all employees and the information about them. This is usually done in a database or more often a series of interrelated databases. These systems include the employee's essential information like their name, the contact information, and several other elements required for them to work with the corporates. Here we continue with our discussion about the introductory part of this chapter. Thus, HRIS is an effort towards speedy, effective, and professional handling of information on resources for efficient management of the human resource function. Thus, HRIS is a system that enables storing of information of human resources in every aspect, such as the personal, the academic, the qualifications, the family-related elements, also related to the medical history of the professional, the career and the performance evaluation, the needs related to their training and development, also the wages and salary of individuals. In this context, the human resource information systems merges human resource management as a discipline, and in particular, its basic HR activities and processes with the information technology field. Thus, as we are able to see, HRIS is an amalgamation of the basic human resource management aspects with the current technology of the day. Here we continue with the introduction portion. The maintenance and updating of manual records system is a labor-intensive job, and transfer of data from one record to another increases the chance of error, which affects the accuracy and reliability of the data held. We are fully aware of the fact that data integrity is critical in every aspect of business, especially as it pertains to human resources. If the HR information or data is incorrect or inconsistent, it can affect employees' paychecks, the employee performance reviews, training and development, productivity tracking, the reputation of the organization, the bottom line, as well as the productivity itself. Therefore, the manual records cannot provide all the data of an employee at a time. Different information is being stored in different files. Hello students, we are going to
Thus it becomes difficult to provide a single comprehensive picture of an employee on one record. If you are converting a manual system to an automated one during HRIS implementation or altogether switching to a new system, it is easy for data integrity to be compromised. One number in the wrong place or an incorrect formula can jeopardize the integrity of numerous pieces of information. In this context, HRIS plays a competitive and comprehensive role to facilitate the user with required information at their fingertips. Hence, HRIS is a system that enables storing of information of human resource in every aspect, such as personal, academic, qualification, family, medical, career, and performance evaluation. It also is instrumental in storing records like training and development and wage and salary of the individuals. An important point to note over here is that unlike manual systems, the HRIS systems enable availability of all such information in a single screen. Reports on various parameters can be generated with ease. Moreover, reliability of such records is also assured. I'm sure that many of you have, seen many of the HRIS applications which are functional in your respective organizations. So it is essential to take steps to maintain data integrity throughout the HRIS implementation process so that simple slip-ups or mistakes do not have a dramatic impact on the workplace. Here we continue our discussion about the introductory portion of the first chapter. Well, the difficulty in maintaining manual records and their inability to provide the complete picture can be stated as the two basic reasons given towards the evolution of the human resource information systems. Updating and maintaining of manual record systems is labor intensive as well as a costly process, and at the same time increases the chances of errors to occur. Thus, the voluminous data on employees, which is unfeasible to track manually, has become easier to update at frequent intervals. A robust HRI system tracks all the aspects of employee administration perfectly while reducing the chances of error. An HRIS is a software application planned specifically for the collection and articulation of employee information. These HR frameworks can furnish functions differing from payroll and compensation breakdown to the pertinent association of accessible positions with qualified provisions already existing inside the framework. Thus, collecting, storing, and tracking data is a challenge that every organization must face, no matter the size. In past, most companies collected data from employees using paper forms, stored the data in filing cabinets and folders, and tracked the data using rudimentary forms or spreadsheets, if the data was tracked at all. Unfortunately, many small organizations still use this ineffectual and error-prone system. By implementing even a basic HRIS, small organizations enhance their ability to meet compliance requirements for reporting this data and make the information much easier to collect, store, and find. Depending on the features offered within the HRIS, employees may be able to electronically enter their own information as well, saving managers time from having to key data into the systems. The mechanization of the information altogether diminishes the probability of mistakes in entries and disparities between the records. With the old filing cabinets or even the updated electronic filing cabinets, information is difficult to find and practically impossible to use for decision making. HR data may be scattered across spreadsheets, files, and stored in boxes. When data is stored in an HRIS, organization and tracking systems are already in place within the system, so data can simply be entered and recalled for useful means as needed. With the information of the employees perfectly woven into a proper web of HRIS databases, HR executives come to be allowed to seek after additional discriminating and inventive thinking ventures by the organization. The HRI system facilitates the development of an integrated and a vast repository of employee data. Now, this is done taking into account more mind-boggling and mixed investigation by the organizational executives. Now, what I mean by this, just to simplify the sentence, is that a lot of initiatives are taken by the HRIS executives or the department, and they are, you know, in the process of creating meaning to how to bring this repository together. This leads to a speedening or an expediting of choice making, thus making the decisions more robust and leading to overall enhanced business productivity. With everything taken into account, the system cannot neglect to enhance the execution of business operations, merging diverse HR forms and altering the routes in which an organization administers its representatives. Well, here we continue with the important part of introducing you to the human resource concepts. Thus, as in any organization, the human assets are extremely critical, and every industry, including the IT industry, they perform functions of talent stores. Now, what we mean by talent stores is that they are the people who man the machines in a manufacturing company. They are the people who man the cloud systems in an IT company. They are a part of any startup as well. Due to the vitality of human assets, the human asset data frameworks have come into the spotlight. In this context, the HRI systems help. They help in analyzing the data, which can take an expert if it must be done manually. Formulas to break down labor numbers and percentages, the comparison of labor numbers to the productivity techniques and measures, as well as the tracking of issues like absence or turnover, could be complex things for an organization to handle, as well as they could be time consuming. Now, with a functional HRIS, these things would be things of the past. Hence, it is very important to use the representative's productivity. It is basically to have full depiction about the worker, and it is, in addition, the employment for which he or she is accessible. So all these minute details are provided with a complete picture by the HRIS, which are involved in helping the company to become more functionally robust. In many instances, surplus and lack of workers influences the organizations. So if you notice, this is a wide spectrum. Now, in today's rapidly evolving world, there can be either end of the spectrum because of which the company might suffer. Here, the HRI solutions would also come to the rescue. HRI solutions make it possible to analyze the real-time information and data. Also, these systems are used to apply the formulae automatically or in seconds, thus producing reports that can be used to make decisions to improve the operations continuously. Thus, the HRI supports the organizations to overcome such challenges by planning the amount of employees and also their set of responsibilities. Now we come to defining of the human resource information systems. Now we have several experts, or we've had several experts over the years who have studied human resource information systems. Two experts among these were Kavanaugh and Tenenbaum. I'm sure you must have heard their name some time ago. According to Kavanaugh and Tenenbaum, a human resource information system, commonly known as HRIS, is the system used to acquire, store, manipulate, analyze, retrieve, and distribute pertinent information regarding an organization's human resources. Even the smallest of the organizations can effectively use HR information and data using the new solutions presented. After the analysis has been done, action can be taken to improve operations in both the short and the long term using HRI solutions. When manual systems are used, on the contrary, the data can still be analyzed and used strategically, but with certain limitations. The processes in this case may take much longer and be less relevant by the time the solutions are found. So you can consider the use of manual mechanisms as a short-term fix, but if you're looking at long-term solutions, HRI solutions are the way to go. We further continue about the definition and scope of the HRI systems in the next slide as well. Thus, the HRIS is a system designed specifically for the supply of data and information, which is extremely critical for the organization. This information would be required for effective management of the organization, decision making related to the organization, the selection of resources, selection and recruitment of employees, as well as the choice of vendors. Thus, as we can see, that the choice of an HRI system is simply not hardware or software, but includes a wide amalgamation or a combination of people, forms, policies, procedures, data, and information. Thus, we have come to understand the vastness of the HRIS when it pertains to organizations big and small. So before converting all the information to an HRIS system, it is suggested to comprehend the vastness of the system. This pertains to entering of information and performing the various functions available in the system on the information presented. Thus, the scope of HRIS is extremely vast, it is broad, and it includes information about the following subsystems. So what we're going to do, students, is we're going to enlist and briefly discuss about four important subsystems, two that are presented here in this particular slide, and the other two would be presented in the next slide. Thus, we begin with the personnel administration subsystem related information. This is intended to keep the personal records of each employee as regards leaves, transfer, promotion, increments, etc. We also include the next subsystem in our discussion here, which is the HR planning subsystem related information. This basically includes information that could assist or help with the mobilization of the human resources which are essential for the working of a company. They could also include aspects like the career planning, succession planning, and inputs for the skill development. As mentioned by me, we are also going to take a look at two more subsystems that help us understand the definition and the vastness in terms of the scope of information and the subsystems that can be handled by a respective HRIS system. The next subsystem that we are going to discuss here is the procurement subsystem related information. As we can see here, this would include promotions and advertisements related to procuring the resources either in the organization or from outside. These could also help in identifying the sources of recruitment. As we are aware of, there are multiple sources either from within the organization or outside the organization which could be used, and information pertaining to either is pretty precious. It is very important. The next couple of things that are included here would be the profiles of the applicants. So as you're able to understand, recruitment would involve creating the pool of applicants, and this needs to be stored in a functional HRIS subsystem. We're also looking at selection procedures, appointment and placement of data which are stored, data which is also precious for procurement of materials and handling of materials. So this might also be related to the warehousing details or similar details related to helping in procurement and recruitment of personnel. The last subsystem that we are going to look at over here is the subsystem of learning and development. This basically provides information for designing course material, designing and developing schedules for training, developing and designing the training modules, the various methodologies involved in training, as well as the appraisal of the training programs. Thus, HRIS professionals need to understand the information that is being entered and should be completely familiar with how the data is used in these diverse organizational areas. Let us now move into a new topic in the next slide, where we are going to look at the basic need for the HRIS applications or solutions to exist. Well, by now we must have realized that the HRIS solutions make it possible to analyze the real-time data. They also help apply the various formulae automatically or in seconds, as we have discussed in a previous slide, thus producing of reports that can be useful for various organization functions become very simple and are resultant in improving the overall operations of that organization. Hence, HRIS functions were amongst the first to be automated alongside accounting systems. HRIS grew over the years to take the shape of employee relationship management, also known as ERM tools, knowledge management portals, and employee portals. To give you an example of an employee portal, when I was working for an IT organization as a manager in L&D, we had a very functional, a very basic kind of an employee portal, which was referred to as the intranet. Now here the intranet was, although basic, it had a complete range of functions which helped with the portions of employee self-service. So we had various modules related to helping the employees have elements of self-service, and the manager's help or aid was only required when the signature was needed. So an employee could virtually do a lot of things on their own. These included basic functions like applying for leave, okay, availing of their planned leaves. They could also enter the training details that they've had through this intranet. Now, all of this is possible because of the rapidly evolved human resource information systems. Thus, HR self-help, e-learning, and knowledge sharing are some of the early benefits which are being reaped out of this particular system. So here we continue with the basic need for NHRIS to exist. As we come to understand that there is a greater sense of organizational bonding that can achieve what traditional HR have aimed for ages. These factors may include lower employee turnover, high morale, effective personalized training, and skill retention amongst the vast functions. Thus, we need to understand that when information is stored in any human resource information system, the organization and tracking systems are already in place or they are inbuilt within the system. So data can simply be entered and recalled for useful means as needed. So any HRIS system would include robust reporting capabilities. Some systems also track applicants before they become employees, and some are interfaced to the payroll or other financial systems. So as you're, you know, able to make associations, you're able to visualize the needs for such solutions to exist in the contemporary organizations. Let's discuss a few more details about the basic need for HRIS to exist. Now, depending on the features offered within a specific system, the employees may be able to electronically enter their own information as well. This is specifically what I had mentioned in one of the previous slides when I cited an example of the ESS or the Employee Self-Service System, which was called as the intranet. What this basically does is it saves the managers the time from having to key in data from the systems. So the managers are left to their strategic jobs, whereas the operational and the tactical jobs are done by the employees themselves. An HRIS is thus a management system which is designed specifically to provide these managers with the information to make HR-related decisions in a quick and an efficient manner. The HRIS systems thus integrate information from a diverse range of applications which are linked to it. This happens through the different applications, as I just mentioned, into one universal database. Thus, the linkage of various human resource modules through one database is the most important distinction to individually and proprietarily develop predecessors. What we mean is the legacy systems, which were the ancestors of such systems which exist today, which makes this software application both rigid and flexible. So various functionalities have been included in today's systems, which give them an edge over the legacy systems or the predecessors. Now we're going to discuss some of the key reasons for the emergence of HRIS. So we need to first understand about the core functionality that is provided by these applications. Now, basically what they do is they oversee the operations of the HRM departments, which were traditionally manned by people. As mentioned in the earlier slides, the human resource applications are truly valuable for supporting critical HR operations and initiatives. In this context, the efficient storing of every employee's critical information for reference. Now, this can involve personal data management, payroll accounting, benefits management, as well as planning. Now, I'm sure the people who are employed, and most of you are working with reputed organizations, are able to relate to this information through your own ESS or other HRIS subsystems. The second point is the enablement of informed decision making in day-to-day personnel issues such as planning, elements related to implementing and monitoring of human resource functions, also the important component of the budgeting features for cost centers in the organization, as well as the various departments. So we can understand how HRI's capabilities can be applied in business to deliver true value. A few other reasons for the emergence of HRIs is provided below. One of the important ones amongst the list is providing of information, which is key in the form of returns to the government and the public. So this is extremely important, along with facilitating decision making in areas like promotions, transfers, nominations for training programs or conferences, settling employee provident funds, retirement related practices and issues, the gratuity, the LTC, and earned leave compensation. Also, we need the HRIs for cutting costs. So as the automation increases, this results in an automatic cutting of the costs. The last point here is a phenomenal increment or enhancement in the preciseness and the accuracy of the information that floats in an organization. So thus, let us summarize the discussion that has happened in this and the previous slide on a note that it is extremely critical and essential to keep in mind that the products will vary by the vendor and that the range of functionality offered is often determined by the size of the business the solution is meant for. Thus, a product targeted at a global enterprise contains a lot more features than one aimed at a small local business. In fact, we are going to discuss a few nuances related to this in the upcoming chapters as well. Now we are transitioning to the next topic in this particular chapter, where we are going to have a look at the evolution of HRIS. So as you can see in this particular slide, we have enlisted three generations that have led to the current version of HRIS. Thus, these comprise of three distinct times, and these generations are divided along the lines of the technological advancements that have happened with each progression and change in the generation. Well, to give you a quick background about the evolution of HRIS, we will have to relate to the beginning, where the first generation created the need for HRIS. So the first computerized human resource application in business took place at the famous General Electric Company in the United States. And this happened as early as the 1950s. So this happened pretty early. And this was also quite close to the date when the computers, were brought into the market. In the years that followed, the HRI systems evolved rapidly and quickly transformed into the complex systems that we are able to see today. Now, many of these systems, as you know, are systems which are linked to the cloud in some flavor of the cloud. There's a lot of abstraction and complication which we do not understand, because majority of the systems we look at the client end and a lot goes into the background. But of course, this was not the situation during the first generation. Thus, the evolution, to sum up this slide, can be categorized into the first, second, and the third generation. Now, in the subsequent slides that follow this particular slide, we are going to take a detailed look at each generation and how the evolution of HRIS has happened.